This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الفكر يا إنسان لو أطلقته متأملا في قدرة الرحمن لخضعت إجلالا وتسبيحا له سبحانه رب عظيم.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is part 3 from تفسير Surah Al-Mulk, and we explained that this is the surah which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam given us the glad tidings that anyone who understands it, acts upon it, it can protect him from the punishment in the grave. And we kind of spent the last two lectures explaining what is the relevance between the subjects of the chapter and the fitna and the punishment in the grave. And we indicated that the first question that we will be asked by those two angels in the grave, who is your Lord? من ربك والملك, the kingship or the dominion or the sovereignty is one of the characteristics of الربوبية. رب, the Lord, من ربك, who is your Lord, the creator, the owner or the absolute sovereign, المالك, Al-Malik, Al-Malik, and the sustainer, that he takes care of what he created, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the surah, the chapter really presents to us the manifestation of the Lordship of Allah. The creation of Allah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything, so that you would believe in the Lordship of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, is the owner, is the sustainer. And that should lead you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, ya ikhwa, you admitting the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in itself is not the objective. The non-Muslims admitted that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that if you ask them who created, they will say Allah. If you ask them who does this, who brings down the rain, they will say Allah. So they never denied the Lordship, the non-Muslims. Even Iblis. What Iblis denied? Iblis denied the worship, but he never denied the Lordship of Allah. He said, oh Allah, you created me, and you created him. You guided him, you misguided me. In a way, he's Jabri here, but in a way, he never denied the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what he denied is the worship. He denied La ilaha illallah. He refused to prostrate. And unfortunately, a lot of Muslims are like this. They have no question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is... But once they are asked to act upon this, they say no to it. And that's the puzzle, really. So we spent some time talking about the relevance between the two, between the fitna and the punishment in the grave, and the Suratul Mulk. For the sake of time, because we have very limited time until Isha, that's the nature of the summer time. Before we used to do before after Isha, but today we're beginning between Maghrib and Isha. We want to talk about verse number 3, 4, 5, hopefully 6. And I'm being very ambitious here. The first verse that we want to address, which is again one of the lordships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the chapter by saying, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. We addressed this last lecture. You can go back and visit. It's available. The tape or the video, whatever it is. Comes in, الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. Also, he is the one who created 7 layers of heavens. 7 layers of heaven. Again, الذي خلق, the one who created. There is tremendous amount of emphasis in the Quran and in the Sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator. And some of you may be surprised that we do have a lot of atheists now in the world, or agnostics. And the difference between the two, atheists are people who deny the existence of God, agnostics people who don't believe in the religion, or they could. Why? Because of the education system, because of the curriculum out there. If you go to public schools, really the subject of creation is vague, is not crystal clear. They tell you Darwin, they tell you nature creates, they tell you energy creates itself. And these kids are being brought up with this understanding. They may not believe it, but it's there, part of their life. Because the moment that you question the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator, your commitment to Allah, your devout to Allah, will have a lot of defects. And this is why there is tremendous amount of emphasis in the Quran regarding the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator. طيب. We know in a verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, blessed is Allah, the best of the creators. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the creators. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. When you use the word أحسن, that means there is other creators. It's like good, better, what? It's like better. He is the best of. So that means there are what? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself here in the Quran, he's saying that there are other creators. We also read in the conversation between Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people that he said to them, إِنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ. I create for you out of clay, birds, and I breathe in it. And he used the verb, I create. Now, what is the difference between the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation of the created? That's the question. And, ya ikhwa, this subject is very important to talk with atheists, especially. Christian and Jews, they don't deny such things. It's the first couple of lines in their Old Testament, but it's really talking with atheists. Number one, again, we're trying to tell you the difference between the creation of Allah, خلقullah, wa خلقul makhluqat, and the creation of the created by Allah. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates from nothing. He just commands it to be and it's there. Every created being, they create from what? Existing. A substance that was what? Created by who? Even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, I create, he said, I create from what? Clay. Who created the clay to begin with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates out of nothing. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places within what He created, the recreation. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And from every single thing we created, we made them pair, male and female, so that you may reflect upon this. But me and you, the one who made the glasses, can you put a female glass with a male glass and let's have some glasses tomorrow? It's not going to work. Yeah, they could do it if they do that qalib, you know, that block of that you could, you know, but you cannot. But look. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from no father, no mother. Just to show you. He created Hawa, Eve, from a father without a mother. He created Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, from a mother, no father. And me and you, what? So it's also our... ولذلك ومن آياته اختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم. One of the ayat of Allah, our difference in color and tongues. So we're not like, you know, like Honda does one type of car, so they just one car. All no, we end up different. Look, our fingertips, you know, fingerprints, subhanAllah, are totally different. We have a bone in the back, which is the only thing which earth does not basically consume. And from it we will be recreated again. And this is what they call DNA or whatever they call it. And each one of us has what? A particular one to him or to her. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, He places the password. He places the system inside it in order for it to keep recreating. But me and you, we don't do that. Pay attention to this. And this is related to subject al-Qadr. Khalqullah, you see, the attribute of the creation is the last and final level of al-Qadr. You see, when we speak of al-Qadr, that you must believe in al-Qadr. So before anything coming into existence, you must believe that Allah knew everything about it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew everything before it existed. Two, He wrote this in a book, in the preserved tablet. Three, He willed for it to come into existence. And number four, He created it. So al-khalq is what? The final stage of al-qadr. What I'm trying to say is, the created beings, they go and mess around with stuff. Oh, I created a watch. No. Look at this. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. He determined already the way it looks. He determined the specification of this item exactly, precisely. Precisely. And the way that He brought it into existence is the same way that matches His knowledge. And that's why He wrote it in the preserved tablet, subhanah. But the human, they go around and what? That's why they call them what? مخترع, inventor. What inventor? ولذلك في تعريف الخلق, when the scholars define the khalq, the attributes of the creation pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said that you create something from nothing without having a template, without having something that you follow. And you know what you will create before you create it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And not only this, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed the curriculum through which you can maintain what He created before He created it. Some of you may not understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, when we go buy a Honda or Toyota, what we get with it? What? Manual. Basically, that manual is supposed to help you to do what? يعني, be good to your car will be good to you. That's what they say. Huh? That's Jeffy Loeb, right? That's in the East Coast there. What I'm trying to say is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He created you and me, He already created the guidance. شوف. Ar-Rahman did what? علم القرآن. And then what? خلق الإنسان. So can you design a manual for something before you create it? Only one who knows what he will create will do this. Subhan. Only. But me and you, we have to wait until what? It comes into existence and you try it and you go and, you know how they try these cars? They go and jump it into the, they see the airbags are going to come out. Okay, right, the airbags. So after you what? After you test it, and not only this, don't we sometimes, you know, here we, cars are doing something called what? Recall. What is recall? Because of a defect, what? Billah alik, have you ever heard Allah recalling the sun? Come, let's come and fix the sun and subhanah. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. The sun travels to a place that تقدير, and this is the preciseness of العزيز, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Look, والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. And the moon goes through what stages until it, the first of the month and the end of the month, no what? No moon. للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار. The sun is not going to catch the moon, nor the darkness of the night will override the day. Basically, everything is set. وَكُلٌ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. وبعدين, if you think about this, إخوان, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He's telling us, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. The creation, أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The creation of the heavens and the earth is far greater. Can you imagine 7 layers of heaven out there? Compare it with the creation of the human being. Who is the human being? أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء. Are you mightier than the heavens? But in spite of this, when they were asked to be given the freedom of choice, they said what? No. You need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given two races the freedom to choose. The human and the jinn. آية الأمانة. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال. We presented the freedom to choose. Basically, that's what الأمانة. الأمانة that you have a choice to worship Allah or not. You have a choice to be obedient or not as a human. This is الأمانة. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled inside you that you should do that. But it's up to you. Now, that freedom of choice was presented to the heavens, to the earth, to the mountains. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَاهَا. But pay attention here, they refused, they rejected it out of what? Out of fear, not disobeying Allah. لا. Out of what? They said, فَأَشْفَقْنَا فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا They said, oh Allah, we're afraid of this. وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Who decided to bear that? Who? Me and you. Human and jinn. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا unfair to himself, جَهُولًا unaware of the consequences and the capacity of the responsibility that he decided to bear. It's like a lot of us when we get married, you know, I do, you know, all these promises, and you don't know what comes later on. But you vow that you're going to be a good husband, but subhanAllah, this is the way it goes. Yeah. The point I'm trying to make here, that creation which runs its course in such a fashion, in such a precise, accurate manner, why? Because they do not go out of the system that Allah set for them. Now we human can do the same. If we do what? If we apply what? The curriculum. If we apply the manhaj that Allah brought down for us, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. Pray 5 times, I'll pray 5 times. Fast. Stay away from the haram, stay away from the haram. If you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to rhyme with the rest of the creation. And that's why the people who disobey, if you've been to Hajj or to Umrah, have you ever seen people walking against the current? That the people are walking this way. Of course, you walk around the Kaaba and the Kaaba to your left. Have you ever seen somebody coming this way? That's exactly when you sin. You're going against the rhyming of the creation, the harmony. And the only way to rhyme with the rest of the creation, if you apply the curriculum that Allah brought down for you, the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is basically the essence of, you're going to have a good life. ولذلك يا إخوة subhanAllah, when we speak with atheists and debate with them, so they ask us, what is the evidence that Allah exists? ما دليلك على وجود الله? They normally ask me that question. Of course, you cannot quote Quran and Sunnah for them. You cannot do that because they don't believe that Allah exists. Now you want them to believe that Allah said certain things? So they don't believe that Allah exists to begin with. So one of the evidence that the scholars use that find the most wicked person in the face of this earth. And we see examples of people coming back to Allah in such a fashion. The most wicked person. And have him just apply the guidance, the Quran and the Sunnah for 6 months. And you will see how he will transform. And this happened to the Sahaba, the companions. The Sahaba, a lot of them used to drink, used to be engaged in that jahiliyyah 100%. Within a short period of time, they started what? Implementing the guidance. The curriculum, huh? They transformed into heroes. Imagine Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, with his harshness and his cruelty, he would cry like a baby in the salah, leading the salah. What happened? The curriculum, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down for us. The point I'm trying to make here is, we're supposed to look at the creation, number one, to establish that it was created by someone. And this someone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His attributes are far greater than what He created. This is number one. Number two, we're supposed to look and ponder upon this creation to find out that how in the world this creation function in just a perfect way. Because they do what Allah designed them to do. Because they don't have a choice. Why we're not doing what we're supposed to do? Because we do have a choice. And sometimes we make the wrong choices. But if we do the right choices according to the Quran and the Sunnah, certainly we will rhyme with the rest of the creation. The last thing here that we should know that in subhanAllah, sometimes what Allah created gets angry at us because of our disobedience. So the rest of the elements of the universe who are in a state of submission to Allah unwillingly, we understand this. You see, you and me, we submit to Allah willingly through our freedom of choice. Their position on our disobedience, they get angry. شوف هذه وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا. They say Allah begets a son. Allah has a son, yani. Whether the mushriks of the Arabs, or whether the Christians, or whether the Jews, whoever it is. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an authentic hadith في البخاري شتمن ابن آدم, the son of Adam insults me. How? He says that I beget a son. I have a son. وَأَنَا الْوَاحِدُ الْأَحَدِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُكُفْ وَنَحْدْ. طيب, look at the reaction of the elements of the universe to such an insult to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was quoted في سورة المريم. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدَ لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. Look at it. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُنْ. منه. The heavens are about to crack, break. وتنشق الأرض. Earth is about to split open. وتخر الجبال هدا. And the mountains about to fall down. Why? أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا. Because they say الرحمن begets a son. ولذلك ورد the verse in سورة الدخان regarding فرعون when he drowned with his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ. The heavens and the earth did not shed a tear over them. يعني there is a lot of hadith out there which are all weakened by the scholars of hadith, except أثر عبد الله بن عباس, the statement of عبد الله بن عباس, which the scholars authenticated موقوفا, that it's a statement of عبد الله بن عباس, but not a statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But the scholars, they say عبد الله بن عباس will not speak of such a thing without having heard it from the messenger. فله حكم المرفوع يعني. That's why they say that the statement as if the Prophet said it, because it's about the unseen. What did he say? He was asked by a man regarding this verse, does the heavens and the earth cry? He said, yes. Every human being has a door in the heaven and a place in earth. The door or the gate in the heaven where his rizq, his provision come down, and his righteous deeds ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. And his place in earth is musalla, his musalla. Now when he dies, that place in the heaven is locked. خلاص, he died. So the heaven cries over him. And the place in earth where he used to pray, It will cry over him. Now, why the heavens and the earth did not cry over Pharaoh and his people? Because they didn't what? They didn't do a thing. And we read in Hadith Qatada al-Ansari, when a janazah passed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith fi Kitab al-Riqaq, Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mustarihun wa mustarahun min. This person, whether he rested from the dunya, and he is within Allah's mercy, that's the meaning, that's what is meant, or he's being rested from. So the companions asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you mean by rested from, ya Rasulullah? He said, the wicked, the disobedient slave of Allah, when he dies, استراح منه العباد والبلاد والشجر والدواب. The people will rest from him. البلاد, the earth will rest from him. The trees, الشجر, والدواب, animals will rest from him. And we know all of, at least the first, the last three, they don't have what? They don't have a choice. Because they are happy that this person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not exist. So this is really the essence of these verses. Let's go over them, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created seven layers of heavens. By the way, ikhwa, when we say sama, it means something above you. It's like the roof, the ceiling, the last thing that you can reach. ولذلك, when we say Allah في السماء, when the scholars they say, أأمنتم من في السماء, are you secure from the one who's in the heaven? Don't you dare think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encompassed in the dimensions of the heavens. لا لا لا. السماء meaning Allah is above us. Allah fi ulu. Allah is above us. That's what's meant. Sama. When I say sama, sama, يعني sama. Sama. Ala. Ala. So he is the highest. Allah is the highest above his creation. هو العلي الأعلى المتعال. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. Oh, look at the last two names mentioned in Ayat al-Kursi. Wahua what? Ayat al-Kursi. Huh? Fain al-Huffad? Huh? Wahua al-Ali al-Azim. All, he is the highest and the greatest. So when we say Sama, we say that everything that is above us. But we know from multiple hadith that we have seven layers. The first hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, أخرجه الدارمي والطبراني, and the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. But again, the same exact principle applies, which I quoted earlier regarding Abdullah ibn Abbas. Stuff like this, a companion will not voluntarily speak about without having what? Heard it. Well, the scholars of hadith, they always say that if a companion speaks of the unseen, even though the chain of narrators does not take you up to the Prophet, it's considered to be a statement of the Prophet. موقوف له حكم المرفوع. مرفوع, the term مرفوع, meaning the Prophet said it. موقوف, a companion said it. So it's موقوف but مرفوع, because a Sahabi will not say about this. The statement Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, ما بين السماء الدنيا والتي تليها 500 عام. Between the lower heaven, the near one to us, which is the one that we see, and the next one, the distance of 500 years traveling. And between the second and the third, likewise. So we're talking about what? Seven heavens now. Between each one of those, there are what? Distance of 500 years traveling. طيب. What is after that? What is after the seventh heaven? Huh? What is after the seventh heaven? لا. water. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء. There is water. ما هو why Iblis every day in earth he places his throne where? Because he saw Allah's throne up there. He was in water. He want to do likewise in earth. But he ends up with what? He's probably going to put it in the lake down here in Colorado or something. But look, 500 years travel of water. And above the water is what? Al-Kursi, the footstool. And then Al-Arsh, the throne. And Allah above the throne, subhana, and He knows what we're doing right now. And He sees us and He hears us. Subhana. A female companion whose name is Khawla bint Thalaba, she came complaining about her husband. We know from other ahadith that when the Prophet would pray tahajjud at night, ikhwa, because there is very limited space, he would actually remove the feet of his wife in order to be able to prostrate. Fa'isha is saying, I'm standing by the side, we're not talking about a mansion here, we're talking about small what. So I'm standing by the side of the room, and this female companion is having a very private conversation with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, complaining about her husband. Aws ibn Samit his name. She said, I heard bits and pieces of the conversation. I didn't hear the whole thing. I heard a word here and there, but I didn't hear the whole thing. After she is done presenting her case to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel comes down. What? قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله. Allah has heard everything that this woman is saying, complaining about her husband to you. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاورَكُمَا. And Allah is hearing your conversation. You know what Aisha رضي الله عنها said? سُبْحَانَ مَنْ وَسِعَ سَمْعُهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Glorified and exalted the one whose hearing encompasses everything. هَا أَنَا ذَا. Here I am, next to them. I did not hear. I did not understand the whole thing. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ. And he's above his throne and he heard everything. Above the water there is the throne. We have another evidence, إخوة, حديث قتادة عن أنس في البخاري, which is the famous hadith, hadith al-Mi'raj, that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ascended to the first heaven, who did he meet? Who was in the first heaven? Come on. La. Our father. Our father, our dear. Top the second heaven. This is going to be a quiz to you. Who? Awladul Khala. The cousins. Isa wa Yahya. Isa wa Yahya. Top the third heaven. The most beautiful man ever walked in the face of this earth. Yusuf. Ra'aytu Yusuf. He said, I saw Yusuf. وَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ شَطْرَ جَمَالِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. He was given half of the beauty of the creation. Number four. Who? La Yunus, no mention. Idris. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Number five. Harun. Number six. Come on, we should know that. That's the Salah. Musa. La. Remember, don't we read that when the Prophet ﷺ was 50 Salah was legislated, he came down to the sixth heaven and he said, go back. It's not going to work. Go back to your Lord. So,
according to what Allah has blessed each one, I mean, according to their value, or according to what?
It seems from the, the most or the strong willed are in the above heaven accept Isa, and the scholar said accept Isa because Isa has to come down still. You understand? But Musa in the sixth heaven, and then Ibrahim in the seventh. Yeah, so basically the strong-willed messengers, the messengers are, there are prophets, there are messengers. And out of the messengers, there are strong-willed. Amongst them is Isa, Ibrahim, and Musa, and Nuh, and Rasuluna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah be pleased, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatullahi alayhim jami'a. So it seems like according to this, inshallah. But again, we're sharing the hadith with you to establish what? The layers. The layers. That these are real layers. That the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would actually go and he would ask what? Permission to what? To enter into what? Another. So there are gates. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. طيب. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت. Do you see any inconsistency, any defect in the creation of Allah? بالله عليك. فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. Please look again. Do you see breaks? Do you see breaks? الفطور اللي هو الايه؟ Little breaks. طب look at the challenge now. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين. You know when someone speaks, subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaks to you like this, this is a very challenging what? Man, this is the best watch. Look at it. Come on, look at it. I made it. Look at it. I'll never forget this day, ikhwa. I was traveling and I was somewhere in Philadelphia. I think that's the airport I remember. So I had my carry-on next to me. But I placed it behind the chair or something. And then it was very early. I was like, so I slept. So I woke up. I forgot that my carry-on is behind the seat. So I'm looking. My carry-on. Where is my carry-on? I immediately assumed somebody took it away. So I saw another carry-on identical to mine. So I went, sir, this is my carry-on. You know what the man did? Wallahi, I just remember this, wallahi, today. Really? Look at it. He was an African-American, really tough. He really got me big time. Here it is, look at it, that's your bag, look at it. Your bag right here, Your bag, look at it, look at it. I realized that it's not my bag. But look when you're confident, When you have that attitude, look at it. I have nothing to hide. Here it is. Right here. That's what. ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. You know the Arabic language, you're supposed to and go back and with your vision and do what? You're supposed to say مَرَّتَيْنِ. مَرَّتَيْنِ. Not كَرَّتَيْنِ. الْكَرْ هَذَا is like, look back. Look back. Allah is asking, look back. Look back. Look back. ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. You're gonna find yourself humbled. And this is, ya ikhwa, subhanallah, if you really wanna get the essence of these lectures, verses, read some of the writings of the people who work for NASA, for example, and see how they describe what they see out there in these galaxies. And we don't have that knowledge. But we're only looking at that beautiful, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do not have that knowledge. But here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us again to use our intellect. Ya ikhwa, and this is the rule of intellect in Islam. Don't you dare assume that Islam cancels out your intellect. No, Islam actually encourages you to interact the elements of the universe and ponder upon it and study it, because it will lead you to one thing: there must be a creator for it, because it did not create itself. Number two, the one who created, his attributes and qualities are far greater than what he created. Now who is the creator? Who is this one? Now you need a messenger, you need wahi, revelation, because you have not seen him. That's where your intellect what? Moves on to the direction of the كريشنا. فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور، ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. We come to the last verse. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح. قتادة, one of the predecessors, he said there are three tasks that the stars do play. If you cross any of these, you got in trouble. Task number 1 and 2 were mentioned in the verse. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. Indeed, we have decorated, adorned the near heaven, the one that you see, بِمَصَابِيح, with lamps, which is what, in reference to what? To the stars. So, the first thing is a مصابيح. And subhanAllah, ikhwal, it's so amazing, is that we're asked to look at these stars. And they are adornment, they are decoration, they bring about pleasure into your lives, and they say the places in the earth where the people have a lot of depression, in what places? Where is the most amount of depression in the face of this earth? You will find it in areas where what? The clouds are what? You don't see the stars. You don't see it. But when you look at the heavens and see these stars and ponder upon the creation, it brings about joy to. But these countries like the Scandinavian, like Seattle, for example, and I mean, these are status. They tell you that this is the most amount of depression in the world, in these areas where you the people actually do not see these stars. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ. Here is the second task. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. And they are shooting stars for the eardroppers, you call them. You know, there are certain devils which they go up there and try to spy on the conversation between the angels, and inshallah maybe next lecture tomorrow, inshallah we'll talk more about this bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. So this is in the world. We punish these shayateen jinni who attempts to spy or eardrop on the angels. And they used to do this, by the way, before the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without problem. But after the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that privilege was taken away from them. وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ, the jinn are saying this, وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا. Now, whenever we come near that lower heaven, we find it filled with what? A lot of shooting stars which guard the heavens. Look. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمَّةِ. We used to sit there. We used to have seats that we could actually sit and spy on the angels. Multiple hadith explained what is the spying on the angels. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands certain thing to take place, that command gets passed on from one heaven to another until it reaches the lower heaven. So they hear a word or two said by the angels. Of course, they are serving human on earth. There are human who work with the jinn. We believe this. But for them to be, to have this privilege, they must what? Disbelieve. They must disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الجن يشترط عليك. I'm going to serve you, but what? In return, وما يعلمان من أحد, دهروت وماروت, وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقول إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. So, the only one we know that the jinn served him without that compromise was who? سليمان عليه السلام. Because Allah subdued the jinn to him. But any human right now who wanna receive the service of the jinn,
First of all, he has to be smart. Okay, so you know, jinn are not going to deal with somebody who is yani 50-50. So you have to be really somebody who is what, you know what you're doing. So this is to begin with. But for them to offer you the service, you must disbelieve. Not just words. You must act. Like sometimes they make it a condition upon you that you take the Quran to the bathroom, for example. That you put ministerial blood in the Quran or something. So you must disbelieve. So they come down basically with these words. Now they are not to do this anymore because of these shooting stars. So this is the second task that the stars do. The third task is what? Huh? What? وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. When you're traveling in the sea, in particular in the desert, you could actually see the stars to do what? To guide your way, which direction. So these are the three tasks which the Qatada rahimahullah mentioned regarding the stars. Anything else, ya ikhwah? Horoscopes and all that stuff? Huh? Hearsay, all that stuff? Nothing. Nothing. ولذلك, subhanallah, whoever goes to a fortune teller or a soothsayer, his salah is not going to be accepted for 40 days, but he still have to pray. And whoever believes him, he has disbelieved in what was revealed on Muhammad. Because really those people are pretending that they know the unseen. Inshallah, we continue tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha. We planning to have seven condensed lectures trying to explain Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Qalam, inshallah, in those 10 days, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الفكر يا إنسان لو أطلقته متأملا في قدرة الرحمن لخضعت إجلالا وتسبيحا له سبحانه رب عظيم الشان يعلو ولا يعلى وجل علوه وصفاته كملت بلا نقصان سلطانه باق ويبقى ملكه هذا ويفنى كل ذي سلطان في كل شيء قد تكامل صنعه ذا محكم تنزيل خير بياني قد عم أرجاء الفضاء بآيه انظر ترى ما لا يصفه لساني هذه السماء تزينت بكواكب جمالها رفعت بلا أركان والريح تجري والسحاب بأمره يحيي بها ما مات من بلدان هذا ومن آياته تلك التي حملت بلا رجل ولا بهتان والكل جند للإله أمات جندا يقض مضاجع الطغيان وإذا السماء تشققت من هول ما وعد الإله بآخر الأزمان والأرض غير الأرض هذا يومها وجبالها نسفت أمام عياني وتفجرت فيها البحار بأمره هذا ووصف الوادي بالقرآن والكل من بعد الممات مرادهم نحو الإله الواحد الديان في ذلك اليوم العظيم نفوسنا حشرات وها قد خاب ذو النكران من بعد مبعثهم حساب عادل يا ساد من ثقلوا على الميزان يا ساد هم وجنان ربي فتحات يتقلبون بأنعم الرحمن وتحرروا من قبضة الشيطان يتفكرون بآي خالقنا التي نطقت وتدعونا إلى الإيمان يتفكرون بآي خالقنا التي نطقت وتدعونا إلى الإيمان.